off here. I'm working on that. I'm working on that. Well, I'd like to give you a couple praise reports this morning. Just, I think it's important to update us every once in a while, but David should really give it, but in our youth, we had a young gentleman that had a overdose and was unconscious all week, and the Lord miraculously brought him out of it, spared his life. And so that's a great thing to give the Lord praise for. Plus, Friday night, we had a young guy that was here for the first time, and Bill had an opportunity to share the gospel and lead him to the Lord, and he accepted Christ. So God is working in our midst. He's doing great things. We need to remember Pastor Ken in prayer. He's not feeling well. He's got pneumonia. And so we need to pray for him. He's on a prescription. Wishes he could be here, but he's not. He's in bed. So anyhow, I think these guys are going to get this sound straightened out in a minute. We're going to talk about success today. And the aspect that we're going to talk about is being an overcomer. And when I thought about being successful, Pastor Ken said, you know, you can speak on different subjects. And I thought about overcoming was one of the topics. I thought, that's a good message we need to hear right now. That's a message of hope we need to hear. And most of us in our life, we have things that we need to overcome. So I'm going to read a scripture, and I was going to get maybe you guys to read with me, but I think I'll just read it. Actually, why don't we read it together? It'll give him a little time to straighten out my mic. So let's read this together. Let's start at, we're going to start at verse 25. How's that? Okay, could we all stand for the reading of the word? Let's all stand. It's the word of God. Let's all start. A woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding. She suffered a great deal from many doctors, and over the years she had to pay them, but she had gotten no better. In fact, she had got worse. She heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe. For she thought to herself, if I can just touch his robe, I will be healed. Immediately the bleeding stopped, and she could feel in her body that she had been healed of a terrible condition. And Jesus realized at once that healing had gone out of him. So he turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my robe? His disciples said to him, look at this crowd and press toward you. But he kept on looking around to see who had done it. Then the frightened woman, trembling at the realization of what happened to her, came and fell to her knees in front of him and told him what she had done. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your hope. We thank you for your salvation. Lord, I pray today that you just take the words that are spoken. You make it become life. You make it become health. Lord, I just pray the rhema word would infect our hearts and cause us to change our lives. And we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Look at your neighbor and say, you through Jesus can overcome. Say it again. You through Jesus can overcome. All right. We have a video I think we're going to watch just for a minute. Well, I found that video this morning. I thought it was powerful because it goes right along with my message about overcoming. And I'm going to make it simple this morning. 3 points. And the 3 points are focus, persistence, and faith. That's your 3 points. I'll expand on each one. But focus, persistence, and faith. To be an overcomer, first of all, I'd like to say you have to go through some things. This passage we read about this lady that had an issue of blood, she had some things in her life she had to overcome. You cannot be an overcomer if you don't go through any things in your life. A lot of times we go through stuff and we look at the situation and we can get down on ourselves about the situation. But we need to look at it as it's an opportunity to overcome and not an opportunity to be defeated. My first point is focus. Your fill-in is focus. Overcomers, that's your first fill-in part, overcomers do not look to distractions, but are focused on the end result. And I'd like to say this woman that we read about, she was focused. She knew that if she touched Jesus, things would change for her. How many times in our life do we get distracted by things? Situations come up, we get distracted. You know, the Bible says to not to look to the left nor to the right. But we need to be focused. Just like a horse has blinders on. They used to do that for years, to put blinders to keep that horse focused. Because if he wasn't focused and he got distracted, he might not do what you say. He might act crazy. I had a horse one time that his name was Joe. Sorry, Joe. But he would get distracted. I'd be riding him down the trail, a leaf would fall, and he'd freak and walk out like this. Or you'd be riding him down the trail, and all of a sudden he'd freak again. He'd see a stick sticking out. He'd get distracted. You put blinders on horses to keep them focused. The same way with a hunter. Any hunters here? A few? You know, when you're looking at what you're hunting, if you're hunting, say, a deer, you pull it up in your scope and you focus on one thing. We have to be focused in our Christian life. When things come along, we need to focus on the source, which is Jesus. A lot of times we get distracted. We look on the problem and not the solution. See, Jesus was the solution. That lady knew that Jesus was the solution for her problem. How many times in our life things can go worse even? You ever been in a situation and you start to pray and you think the Lord's hearing you and things go from bad to worse? Am I the only one? Oh, that's good. Sometimes I feel like I'm preaching to myself. I've been there myself. You know, I can remember with my daughter, you know, when she was in the hospital and things went from bad to worse. You know, I prayed through that night, but things went from bad to worse. The doctor said, nah, she's not going to make, you know, we got to get her to Halifax, to another hospital. But, you know, you have to be focused. Focused on the end target. Don't look to the left or the right. Don't be swayed by what comes around. Don't go by feelings. Isn't that what the Bible says? Be focused. Overcomers don't look at distractions, but are focused on the end result. How many people are like that? You know, there's all kinds of people that overcame in life, you know, that didn't give up. They were focused. You know, Thomas Edison, they say, failed anywhere from 1,000 to 10,000 times on trying to invent the light bulb. But he looked at it in a different way. He said, that's 1,000 ways that won't work. I'll still keep working on another way that will work. But he was focused. We as Christians need to be focused like that lady with the issue of blood. She was focused on Jesus. You know, today in your life, if there's something going on, be focused. Look to the source. He purchased everything for us. Don't get your eyes on the situation. Be an overcomer. Be an overcomer. Number two is persistence. Persistence. Determination and persistence to press forward will help you succeed. Now, we need to be persistent in our life. This lady, there was a big crowd. There was a lot of people there. But she was persistent to press through this huge multitude of people to get to the other side. There was probably thousands of people there, you know, to see Jesus. And you got to remember, she wasn't strong. This woman had an issue of blood for 12 years, the Bible says, and she was bleeding. And, you know, not to be too graphic, but when that happens to a woman, they can become weak. They're not strong. But she began to press through that crowd. She was focused. And she was persistent. She pressed through. She said, I'm going to touch Jesus no matter what happens. Because you see, she was in a state of emergency. I'm going to tell you this morning, if you're in a place where there's no hope, press through. Press through it. You know, our church today, I don't think there's probably anybody like this here that can only pray for 5 minutes. Actually, if I probably said anybody here that prayed less than 20 minutes this week, raise your hand, we probably would be scared. Would we not? See, today in church, you guys still love me, but we want instant coffee. We want a fast food restaurant. Oh, I've been waiting 5 minutes. Where's my food? We take that approach with Jesus. Do you hear what I'm saying? We want Jesus now, but we don't want to do nothing to touch him. We want Jesus to meet our needs now, but we're not willing to press in. We're not willing to get down on our knees and pray. You know, when we have a prayer and fast time, how many people show up? You still gotta love me. You still gotta love me. You can fire me, but you still gotta love me. But I'm talking it straight. In our society today, we want things now. We don't want to put the commitment in. We don't want to get on our knees and pray for an hour. I can remember when I was a kid, my mom dragging me into the prayer room. Those people didn't pray for 5 minutes. I thought it was never going to end. I was a little kid, and I got tired of playing with my cars underneath the chair. They'd pray for hours, but they pressed in. They pressed in. They got a hold of Jesus. They got more in them, it seems like, back then than we do today. Because we want it now. Give it to me now, Jesus. Give it to me now. Right? But we don't want to get on our knees. We don't want to press in. We don't want to touch Jesus. And that's what we need to do. We really need to focus that Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the solution to our problems in our life. Jesus is the one that makes us overcome. And you're not going to get to know Jesus unless you press in. You're not going to get to know Jesus unless you begin to spend time with him. And you can't get to know somebody in 5 minutes. There's all kinds of people that got married and after the fact found out they got the wrong person. Now, not me. We had a short engagement, but I got the right gal. 26 years later, she pressed in to get me. Do you believe that? I'm thankful she did press in. Call me every day. Do you want to go out with me? Actually, it was the other way around. The men are supposed to chase and the women are supposed to, But we need to press in. We need to have that mentality. We have to have a no-quit mentality. We need to press in. We need to have that mentality that it doesn't matter what the situation looks like, how bad it looks like, we're going to push through. I can remember one time I was doing this job. I was insulating this apartment, and it had to be done. And this was on Friday, and the sheetrockers were coming in on Saturday, and I broke my ankle, and it was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I needed to get that finished, and I had a couple guys there, and I called Joel. I said, Joel, can you jig school and come help Dad? Everybody know what jigging is? That's an old term. Yeah. And I got the boys to make me a couple splints, duct tape my boot and those splints, and I finished that job. And my wife took me to the hospital about, I don't know if it was like 8 o'clock at night or 9 o'clock at night. Now, I'm not saying that everybody should do something crazy like that. But, I was determined. I was going to press forward. I was going to get it done. I had to get it done. I had no choice. Sometimes in life, we have to do things. We have to find that grit in us, that determination that we're not going to quit, that we're going to fight back. We're going to be strong, and we're not going to give up. We're not going to be like the guy that sits on the couch, watches TV all day, and whines about his problems. We have to do something about it. Because, see, we have the answer. It's Jesus. It's up to us if we want to press in. It's up to us if we want to make a difference. Curtis is a ball player. He has to practice all the time. The more he throws, the more he throws, the more he hits, the more he hits. You can't give up. You got to press in there. Be determined. Press forward. I would encourage you today, if you want to be an overcomer in your life, press forward. Have some guts. Have some backbone. Have some determination. Sometimes our situations can cause us to press forward, our desperations. Remember that. In your time of desperations, in your times of trouble, press in. Press forward. Our third point, faith. Faith is the fuel that makes us an overcomer. Did you get that? Faith is the fuel that makes us an overcomer. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. I'd like to have a few weeks to teach on faith, because that's my forte. That's what I love to talk about, is faith. But I'm going to just touch on it. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. It also says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What are you hoping for today? What's your troubles today? What's your problems? What's the things in your life you need to overcome? Is it a bad marriage? Is it no job? Is it sickness? Is it a son that's turned his way from God? What hope do you need today? What's the hope we need? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things. Hope, faith, fuels us to be an overcomer. We have to have faith. Without faith, without hope, there's no reason to go forward. Right? Without faith and hope, there's no reason to get up in the morning. Might as well stay under the covers, pulled up over your head. Life's too bad. I don't want to see nobody. I look too bad today. I'm fat. I'm out of shape. Blah, blah. You know, faith. Faith is the things we hope for. What do we need to hope for in our life? Because those things are going to, that faith is going to fuel. Let me put it all together for us. Faith is the things hoped for. So faith is the fuel that helps us be focused and causes us to be persistent. Did you get that? Focus, persistence, and faith. The Bible says if you can believe, all things are possible. Is that not right? If you can believe, all things are possible. Today, we can be overcomers. We can be overcomers here today. If you don't know that, you can be an overcomer. You can overcome the situations in your life. Just focus on Jesus. It's simple. It's not complicated. Just focus on Jesus. Don't get distracted by things around you. Be persistent. Push in there. Press in there. And allow your faith to fuel it all. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Put faith in your heart. Begin to read the Word of God. Begin to understand what God says for your life. Begin to see what He wants for you. He doesn't want you to. The Bible says He wishes above all that we prosper and be in health. Does that not what the Word says? Does the Word not say that He's, if God be for us, who can be against us? Does God's word not say that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us? We need to have that hid in our heart to cause faith, to fuel us to be an overcomer. Think about this as we close. What are you hoping for today? If you think everything's bleak in your life, begin to hope. Pick something in the Word of God, hide it in your heart, and begin to hope. Whatever change you need in your life, allow that hope to come in. Let's all stand. Focus. persistence, and faith. Anybody, can you guys repeat what our three things are to overcome? What was that again? Faith. Well, let's just close in prayer. If anybody here today wants prayer for anything in their life, if there's an area in your life you need to overcome and you need some prayer in that area, you're welcome to come to the front. And we're going to pray for you and the prayer team. But I challenge it again. Don't give up. Don't give up. There's hope in our life. There's hope in this world. Because Jesus is the source of all things. And when we touch Jesus, you'll be made whole. He said, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. Have hope this week. Have faith. Be persistent. Let's pray. And if you want special prayer, you can come to the front. Father, in the name of Jesus, first of all, I pray for Pastor Ken, Lord, that you would touch his body, that you would raise him up, that you would renew his body and re-energize him and give him strength to be here and to be healthy to lead us forward in the things of God. And Lord, I pray for everybody here today that needs to be an overcomer in their life. Lord, I pray that success will come to them. I pray that their life will not stand still, but they'll go forward and that they will face the challenges in their life and that with you as their focus, they'll be able to overcome. I speak a blessing on our congregation. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Amen. You're dismissed. And if you want prayer, come to the front. We'll pray for you.